It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Michigan voters could see a question about increasing the minimum wage on the ballot this year. A petition drive is underway to collect enough signatures. But now, one Republican lawmaker has introduced a bill to increase the minimum wage. Senator Rick Jones joins us now. Senator, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So your bill would increase the minimum wage from $7.40 to $8.15 an hour, and for tip workers, it would increase the minimum wage from $2.65 to $2.75. This is a much smaller increase than what's being asked for by the people working on the petition drive. How did you come up with your dollar amounts?
Well, I talked with a number of restaurant owners. Typically, a minimum wage job is a starting job, for example, a high school student at a McDonald's. And I was told by the owners that if that goes to $10.10, some of them will close their lobbies and go to drive-thru only, where they really make most of their profit. And many of these starter jobs will be cut. And then I investigated the tipped jobs. I talked with a Red Robin owner. In his restaurant, he typically, his waitresses report to the federal government that they make $15 to $20 an hour. That is what they are reporting as wages. If he suddenly has to pay them $10.10, he will have to. That'll cost him an additional $250,000 for just one restaurant. He said some of his restaurants would have to close. Some he would do major cuts, go down to a skeleton crew. And so I'm suggesting that this is a good alternative. I don't want to see all of the waiters and waitresses lose these jobs. Many of them are single moms that depend on this income, and this is very good income for somebody typically with just a high school diploma.
Some people, some proponents of increasing the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour would say that these aren't starter jobs for many people, and the increase you support would take a family of two to just above the poverty line, but a family of three would still be below poverty. So what would you say to people who argue that your bill does not reflect a livable wage?
Well, I would argue that minimum wage is intended as a starter job, and right now there are good jobs in Michigan. For example, in my area, one local factory advertised jobs for 3 months and had a great deal of difficulty getting people to apply. And one of the biggest problems I have seen is people failing to pass drug tests. If somebody really wants a job, they need to be able to pass a drug test.
And so your response to them would be that the issue is not the minimum wage, it's that we don't have employable Michiganders to take jobs that would pay a higher wage?
In some cases, that happens. I mean, when a factory has to post for over 3 months to hire people, it's critical that people get off of drugs and become employable.
So why bring your bill forward right now? Why not just allow the petition drive to occur? That question will come to Michigan lawmakers first, and then if you don't move on it, it'll end up on the ballot. Why not just see what the response is to that petition?
I want to make sure that everybody out there thinking about signing this petition understands how dangerous this proposal is. We are talking devastating job losses for waiters and waitresses especially, and I don't want to see these jobs go away.
Are you seeing support from the legislature?
I've had a number of legislators today come up to me. This was just introduced last week, and they would like to see it move. I would predict that it would be up to the governor. If the governor thinks it's a good idea and he, you know, advises the Speaker of the House, the Leader of the Senate, that he thinks it's a good idea, I think it has a possibility of getting traction and moving.
Overall, what kind of response are you seeing from the business community, especially from the restaurant industry, because there's been a lot of resistance around increasing the minimum wage?
The business community, the restaurant community, are calling me and thanking me for introducing the bill. I think it's a reasonable concept, and we hope we can move forward.
Senator Rick Jones is a Republican representing Michigan's 24th district, which includes Allegan, Berry, and Eaton counties. Senator, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you. Live from the Senate floor.